I'm here at the Minor County 4-H grounds in Howard as we're celebrating Minor County 4-H Achievement Days. And I've got a couple of sisters who are visiting with us today, Emma Rudebush and Riley Rudebush. They are members of the Hendon Future Farmers 4-H Club. Thank you for joining us today. And we'll start with you, Emma. How long have you been in 4-H?
About 4 years.
And what got you started?
My sisters did it.
Okay. Riley, how about you? You've been around 5 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did you get started the same way?
Yes.
Well, Riley, tell us about some of the projects you have this year for Achievement Days.
I have some string art, and then I have a canvas painting, an ornament, and a watercolor painting.
Tell us about your string art. How do you do string art?
Well, you take a picture, and then you, put nails into a piece of board, and then you take a string, and then you just go from nail to nail for how the design you want.
Do you have any particular design that you use?
You can do anything, really. I did a basketball this year.
Did you find plans for that?
Not really.
How did it turn out?
Pretty good. The circle could have been better, but yeah.
Why did you choose a basketball?
That's my favorite sport.
And you also did visual arts, Emma. Tell us about yours.
I made a canvas painting of a sunset over a lake, and then I made a clay s'more and a clay mug.
A clay s'more? Where did you find out about that project?
The school wanted us to do something that the favorite food we liked, and I picked s'mores because that's my favorite.
How big is this this clay s'more?
It's a life size s'more, regular size.
Well, how long did it take you to put it together and ultimately paint it, I would guess?
About a week.
And you did the canvas painting as well. What kind of paint do you use? These oil paint?
Just regular paint, acrylic, something like that.
Why did you choose the particular picture that you painted?
I like the sunsets over the water. It's just really cool.
How about your canvas painting, Riley?
Mine's a heart that has like a woodish background, and then it has like a field on the inside of the heart.
Now, you've both been involved in projects such as visual arts and stuff, and so I understand you do some projects outside of Achievement Days too in the community.
Yes. We help clean ditches. We help the elders a little bit.
How about for you, Riley? Same thing?
Yeah.
You've both been in 4-H for quite a while, Riley, 5 years. And if someone were to approach you and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
Meeting new people.
How about you, Emma?
It's really fun. It's nice to get to know other people. You get out of your comfort zone.
Any future projects you're thinking about trying?
I would like to do wood projects in the future.
Okay, how about you, Riley?
Probably clay projects.
Well, Emma Rudebush, Riley Rudebush, thank you so much for joining us here at the Minor County 4-H Achievement Days. We wish you the best of luck, Riley.
Thank you.
And we wish you luck too, Emma.
Thank you.
And again, we have the sisters here, Emma Rudebush and Riley Rudebush, here at Minor County 4-H Achievement Days in Howard. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.